my smiley friend. Looking back over my letters, I realise I had more to say than I thought. Who would have thunk it? Maybe it's because you are easy to talk to. That, or you are a great listener or reader. Fairies can be such a chatty bunch, and it's always good to have another ear to bend. That's what we call it when a fairy talks too much, an ear to bend. It comes from the fact that if someone talks endlessly, our little pointy ears get tired and the tip folds down to close them off so we don't have to listen anymore. Funny, huh? Have you been thinking about snail designs as much as I have? Do you think a lady beetle or a bee design would be a good idea for a racing snail? I've been thinking so hard about it, yet I still have nothing. Did you come up with any ideas? Maybe you could draw them for me. That would be helpful. I could pop by one night and take a peek, if that's okay with you. Actually, I met a real lady beetle today. I don't know why they call them all lady beetles, because the one I met was a boy. I suppose man beetle sounds silly. Anyway, Zorn, the boy lady beetle, leads a hectic life like me. Not that he looks after unicorns or anything. He is a bee consultant. Zorn talks to the bees and makes sure they are pollinating the flowers in the right areas. Pollinating means they help the flowers to multiply and grow new flowers. Great job. Zorn gets to sit on flower petals all day, sipping their nectar. That's probably why he's a plump little fellow. He has an amazing design on his wings. Most lady beetles have dots, but Zorn has zigzaggy lines. He's more orange than red, and ever so shiny. So shiny that when the sun hits him, it reflects like when the sun hits a human mirror. It was quite blinding. During our talk, the sun's reflection kept hitting my eyes, so I asked him to stand in the shade of a sunflower with me. That helped. No longer blinded, Butterbell.